joining me today is Winnie Stein, co-author of the brand new cookbook called Moosewood Restaurant Favorite. Thanks for joining me, Winnie.
So great to talk to you this morning.
The Moosewood name alone just goes way back, brings lots of great memories. The cookbooks have been coming for years. So tell me a little bit about your involvement with Moosewood.
I have been at Moosewood for over 30 years, and I've worked on all the cookbooks as well as have been at the restaurant with lots of different roles as my partners have. We're still a collective. We have been together for 35 years. The restaurant is actually 40 years celebration this year.
For any listeners that may not know, Moosewood Restaurant is located where?
We are right downtown in Ithaca, New York, but Moosewood was one of the first businesses to go into the DeWitt Mall when it was conceived in 1973.
And also, Moosewood is just one of those recognizable names as being one of the first vegetarian restaurants, right?
Absolutely. We have lots and lots of fans who have grown to be worldwide fans. We have people from all over, you know, in the United States who come as a destination, and also New Zealand, Australia, and lots of countries in Europe.
Wow.
And
Moosewood, you guys have put out so many cookbooks, and I know that you have so many regular favorite recipes. How in the world do you keep coming up with more? And should we talk about a couple of the favorites now?
Yeah, let's talk about them. I have always written our cookbook with teams of ourselves, working in groups to try to make sure that not only do the recipes work, but the writing and the expression of the procedure, because that's partly, I think, when recipes don't work for people. I mean, the ingredient list can all be perfect, but then you'll get into the procedure and the direction, and somehow that writing doesn't help people. But we've been really serious about checking each other's work, working in teams. So, for example, I could develop a recipe. It goes to a second tester who then tests it and gives me feedback about the writing or some ingredient suggestions. And that's how we have done our cookbooks. So, and we know our cookbooks are loved by many people, so I think it's worked how we've done this. For favorites, we also had a group of us, about five of us, who've worked as menu planners and cooks and cookbook authors. We had a team that was charged with choosing the favorites, and also to reflect, you know, how they've changed, how they've incorporated new ideas or new ingredients, or, you know, looking at some newly discovered whole grains that people are using, so that the recipes aren't just repeats from previous cookbooks. They're really how these recipes have evolved. Some of them have never been published in our cookbooks. We've featured them at the restaurant, but they may not have made it into a cookbook. So this is what we say are our most requested, best-loved recipes over 40 years from a loved restaurant.
Well, you know, it's amazing because the book is a pretty big book. We're talking a big compilation of recipes here.
Yeah, boy,
wow.
We had a hard time not including more, to tell you the truth.
No kidding.
Because we've published and developed thousands of recipes. But, you know, we did need to have some criteria. We wanted these to be reflections of recipes that we know from our customers, from our fans, and ourselves, our favorites from our history. Being aware of issues for people that have evolved, such as gluten-free, wheat-free, making sure that we have recipes that can help people who are changing their diets, whether, you know, they need to cut calories or low fat. So we have, as you've mentioned, done a lot of with different themes. But this one does really incorporate a range, and we're quite proud of it, as well as it's very beautiful. So I think the color photography in the book will inspire people to cook, and that's what we want.
It's
we
great.
Want people to cook. We think when you cook, you're just, you know, giving yourself some time to enjoy what's best in life, which is nurturing yourself and your family and friends.